This is a weekend edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up on Patrol with Animal Rescue. But first, a federal judge has ordered Purdue Pharma and three top company officials to pay $634 million in fines for misleading doctors about the addictive nature of OxyContin, a powerful prescription painkiller. It's one of the largest fines ever against a pharmaceutical company. Before the ruling, demonstrators from across the country showed up to tell their stories to the judge. From Abingdon, Virginia, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Protesters lined up in a parking lot not far from the federal courthouse and began walking. Each carried a 4-foot sign with a photo of someone who died from an overdose of OxyContin.
Go ahead, folks. Stay on a sidewalk and then stay in a crosswalk, please.
The protesters held a rally against OxyContin, the prescription drug that was marketed as safe, when they said company officials knew better.
President's Day 2001, first time I ever heard the word OxyContin. My 18-year-old son was dead from it.
That was in Philadelphia, where Edward Bish started a website about his son's death and collected stories from parents across the country. Bish and others began reading hundreds of names of those who have died while using OxyContin, legally or illegally.
Austin DeWitt Thomas, 16 years old, died on 6/01/02. His mother, his father, and his brother miss him terribly.
A tearful Robert Palmisano from Florida was prescribed OxyContin after he injured his back and shoulder. He says he became addicted and served a year in jail for possession and doctor shopping. Palmisano says the drug creates a heroin-like high.
All it takes is to lick the coating off, you dry it off, and you can crush it up, and you can snort it, and it's 80 milligrams or 40 milligrams all at one time. And it's all over the streets right now, too. It's all over the streets. Kids are using it like for recreation. I think it's like pot or alcohol or something. It's ridiculous.
Palmisano was one of 19 who told his emotional story in court. Purdue Pharma and three company executives pleaded guilty to misbranding OxyContin. That is, they marketed it to doctors but failed to tell them of the dangers of the drug, its high potential for abuse and addiction. $470 million of the settlement will compensate state and federal government programs that paid for the drug, including Medicaid. $130 million is for private claims. Judge Jones sentenced Purdue to 5 years probation. In addition, Michael Friedman, the newly retired president of the company, Paul Goldenheim, the former medical director, and chief counsel Howard Udell received 3 years probation and 400 hours of community service. In this coal country of Southwest Virginia, more than 200 deaths have been attributed to OxyContin. The government began its case back in 2001.
So I believe, taken as a whole, this is an important agreement, and I think the court recognized that by accepting it.
U.S. Attorney John Brownlee.
My hope is that other pharmaceutical companies see what happened here today and recognize that these products can cause great harm when they're abused and when they're misbranded. A big part of this case is deterrence.
After the sentencing, Purdue officials declined to talk about the case. In court, attorneys said the company was troubled by the misconduct, but also said there's no proof that a single prescription was written because of misbranding. The company says it never marketed the drug to consumers. Attorneys said OxyContin helped millions of people who suffer from chronic pain. Many here thought Purdue's executives should have received jail time, including Judge Jones. But he said he wasn't going to hold up the settlement, that his job was to follow the law. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Abingdon, Virginia.